This episode is brought to you by Coca-Cola. New Coca-Cola Spiced. It's not spicy, but it does have unexpected, extraordinary tastes. For some people, it's like...
like falling on a meteor, fighting a bear just to land safely on the ocean on your own private island with a new best friend.
It's like when you're in that hotel in Las Vegas and the gondola singer is rowing you around the canals, and for that beautiful moment, you forget you're not actually in Venice.
It's like running into a hurricane, but then you find yourself in the eye of the storm, and you're actually like a really pretty field, and like the wind is lightly blowing, and there's like leaves and the smell of fall.
Or it's like... but, you know, I had something and it wasn't that, and you really threw me off my groove.
It's like hearing your friend come up with his own idea, but then realizing that your idea is so much better, you have to say it right now!
Coca-Cola Spiced, it's bursting with refreshing notes from raspberry and spice flavors. It's an uplifting taste experience unlike any other. Try all new Coca-Cola Spiced and Coca-Cola Spice Zero Sugar today and find out. Copyright 2024, The Coca-Cola Company.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride.
Do you guys ever work on your cars?
If I had one!
It's very satisfying. If you had a cool car, like mine, you could use eBay Motors.
Do you think that I could get the individual parts and then assemble my own car?
Yeah, they do have over 122 million parts. Plus, with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time.
Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's EBAYMOTORS.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production with your hosts, Bilious Bob, Maverick Mark, and Wistful Wade. This week, the threefold personable pals ponder perfidious paters and misrepresenting maters as they attempt to deflect the scrutiny of their striplings. Yes, it's time for lies from parents. Please prepare thy polygraphs and enjoy the show.
Welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production. I am your host, Mark Edward Fishbach, the glorious... Oh no.
Has it been that long since you've won where you've forgotten how this works?
It's okay, we don't say Wood Elf production anymore, you fucking idiot.
We can.
You were the one who was like, oh, it's in the intro. No, you don't.
I said it wasn't, you can't say brought to you by Wood Elf, because that makes it seem like we're sponsored by Wood Elf.
Sure.
It's different.
Wade, I feel your pain.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I also feel my pain.
I am the host, which means that I am the judge for this episode. I won last time. I won. I was the winner, which means I get to judge these two boys' lovely stories. Whatever they bring to the table, we will discuss and we will talk about based on the topic that I choose. I'm joined by the illustrious Bob Myskins.
That's me. This is my voice.
Yes.
I'm good.
Also joined.
I'm good.
Do you want to expand on that?
Well, yes, I was doing, but then you didn't give me a chance to answer. I was just keeping it short.
There's been no foreplay in this episode. We're going straight to the finish.
It's not to the same extent. Oh.
No, carry on. Go ahead.
I'm good.
All right, cool. I'm also joined by the magnanimous Wade Barnes.
Hey, I'm also here.
Yes.
You don't know what that word means.
Mag, is that with a G? Man, M, is that I O U A M with an M in
there?
Generous or forgiving, especially toward a rival or less powerful person.
I wasn't challenging you, Wade. I don't think Mark knew what the word meant.
Oh, well, now he knows I'm generous or forgiving toward
my rivals or less powerful people. Like our listeners.
Yeah, like our listeners, yeah.
All of you less powerful people out there.
Okay, all right, let's tone it down there.
You're level one wizards, whereas I'm a level 10.
You're supposed to be generous or forgiving, not condescending, you prick.
Oh,
I'm deducting a point from Wade.
Have my voice, and I forgive you, you little listeners.
All right, negative one for Wade.
You tiny little subhuman listeners. We grace you with our presence. You are allowed to hear us speak, but nay shall you see our faces.
And they won't even know it's okay. Me condescending them because I'm hiding behind my magnanimity.
Good word.
Thank you.
What an amazing combination of meanings.
So today I have a topic of conversation that I think everyone at home can identify with and can understand.
Genital warts?
And the topic of today, what?
Nothing, go ahead.
You want to say that again?
General worries?
I believe he said genital warts.
I believe he said genital warts.
You guys are just hearing what you want to hear.
Nah, you right.
Yeah, you right. But the topic of conversation for today is lies our parents told us.
Ooh.
And I'll kick it off with something that I think is pretty universal, and I don't understand why. It's this kind of misconception of how, was this a lie that our parents told us, or was this something else? Did your parents ever tell you that you can't drink coffee because it will stunt your growth?
I've heard that about different things. I don't remember if it was coffee specifically, but will stunt your growth is definitely one.
Yeah.
I don't remember it, but it put such a fear in me as a child, because I think for...
It was true.
Is it true?
Well, for you, it was.
I didn't drink coffee. Think of how much shorter I would be if I did.
What stunted your growth then? Yeah,
all right, I'm deducting a point from both of you. Like Wade first. Yeah. All right, that's another negative one for you. And a negative one for Bob. Okay, all right. You're both not really doing very well today. You're off to a bad start.
It's been so long since I've made a Marcus Short joke. It's unbelievable.
But no, like they said, coffee would stunt your growth, which put a fear in me, and I never touched coffee for a long time. I didn't start drinking coffee until I got in college, when I was pretty sure I wasn't going to get any taller than this. So I'm like, yeah, I might as well.
You believed that in through college?
It's not so much that I believed it through college. It just like put this subconscious like identity to coffee. It's like, oh, I can't have that. It wasn't even so much. I disconnected it from the thought of being like, oh, there's a fear in me of like, it'll stunt my growth. It's just like, oh, I can't have that. So for so long in my head, I could not have coffee because like, oh, it's bad for me if I have coffee. I got so distant from the lie that was told when I was a child that at the point when I was an adult, I didn't even realize fully why I didn't want to try coffee, why I was afraid of it. And it's because of that fear that my dad specifically put in me about coffee. And it's all due to a lie that he told me a long time ago. And it's a lie. And this is what parents do a lot. They lie to their kids about something being bad for them because they want to put a fear in them, not for the reasons that are real about it. Like, I don't know why, like caffeine for kids, it'd probably just be hyperactivity, but just
that'd be really annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
Kids are the worst. I don't need caffeine.
Yeah. No, they get enough. That's the funny thing. He like didn't let me have caffeine, but he would give me like $5 to go to the Ameristop across the street so that I could get a yard pixie stick.
God,
like,
geez.
I bought pixie sticks by the yards. That's just nothing but sugar in a tube. And that is probably something that actually could stunt your growth as a child. Is just eating nothing but pure sugar is terrible for you as a kid. Like, why didn't he put that fear in me, you know? But these are lies that parents say, right?
Something I've realized as I've started to get older is adults don't have any idea what the hell is going on. Mm-hmm. As a kid, especially with your parents, you get it in your head like, oh, I don't know. I'm just a kid. I want to do this, but my parents say I shouldn't. And they know stuff. So I, like, unless you're like a really rebellious kid, at least on some issues, you're like, oh, well, my parents said it's not, coffee stunts your growth. And I don't know. And there wasn't like the internet, right? So I'm wondering if kids now, like, you say something, you're like, no, don't make that face. Your face will grow weird. It'll get stuck in
yeah,
that
exactly.
position. And the kid gets out their iPhone 13 Pro Max and they're like, yeah. No, Google says that's fine if you make face. Like, fucking God. Don't Google shit on your phone or you'll become an asshole. Google that. See if that's true.
Get him.
But like, you know, but the truth is not to spoil this for any of you younger listeners out there, adults basically don't know anything either.
We don't.
I can't escape the constant feeling of something happens. Like if something happens in the house or like something comes up and it's like, oh, I got to do that. There's no escaping that feeling of like, how the fuck do I do that?
Yeah.
What the hell? And that's, parents are basically doing that. And, you know, it's lies, but it's literally, a parent can't be like, don't drink coffee. Cause it's like, what, why?
Yeah.
And the parent can't be like, I don't.
Cause you have too much energy and you don't need more.
Yeah.
I said, don't. So don't, you have to give some reason. Cause kids are always going to ask why.
And because I said so.
And there isn't a reason. Yeah. You don't fucking know.
Yeah, exactly.
You have no idea.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, Bob. And I'll give you a point for that. That was well put together. And it's kind of that thing. The priorities of a child are very different from a priority of an adult. And even so, like if you really boil down the priorities of adults, they kind of like reduce down to very simple thing. Like, I want to fuck. I want to eat. Like, I want to feel like I have a place in society and a purpose in life. You know, it's really simple things that you boil it down to.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Mint Mobile for details.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential?
You're talking about the potential?
The potential. You thought to yourself, oh, a little elbow grease, some fresh installs, a little bit of love. You could transform that body full of rust into a baby that's all your own.
Cars, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't take much to transform my ride.
Your ride's more like Schrodinger's ride. If you don't think about it, it both does and does not exist.
It is possible.
But on eBay Motors, anything is possible. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. They got brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it.
With eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back.
Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
But yeah, do you guys have any examples of lies that your parents told
yes.
you?
Oh.
Three words. I love you. Just kidding. Just kidding. I had an example come up somewhat recently where I was actually streaming. This is like 6 months to a year ago. I was streaming. I was reacting to something and I was like exaggerating my facial movements. And I like lowered my chin like down toward my neck and like pushed my chest and neck out a little bit. Uh-huh. And I was making this stupid face. And then all of a sudden I got a Charlie horse feeling like in my throat and neck and chin, like all at once. And I could not move for a second because the pain was so severe. And I was like, oh my God, if I make this stupid face, I'll get stuck that way. They were right. And for like 20 seconds on, like just on camera, I'm sitting there with like my chin stuck in my neck, like looking like frantically like, oh God, they've witnessed it. They've all witnessed it. I'm now stuck like this.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Point for that. And also, I'm going to give you a pity point for the I love you lie that I just told you. So you get a little pity point.
Is it sad that when you mentioned this topic, that was the first thing I thought of?
Yeah, that is sad, Wade. That's very sad.
We used to chew gum a lot too. And there were, like, I don't know. I think this is probably counts. Like the whole, I don't know. Can you digest gum? Because I remember like the whole, like, if you swallow that gum, it'll be in your body forever or whatever it was. It was like you I was so afraid to swallow gum that I always spat it out earlier than I wanted to because I was afraid I would just swallow it.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I just thought about this recently. Point for making me remember something. But I just thought about this recently because I was in the car and I didn't have something to spit out my gum into. I was about to swallow the gum, but there's this inherent thing in my brain where my dad told me to don't swallow gum or else it'll be in your stomach forever. And it made me think about it and I looked it up and there actually is a problem if small children swallow a lot of gum. They can get intestinal blockages.
Oh.
And because I've had an intestinal blockage, it's not so much for adults because your intestines are literally bigger, but it's when you're a kid, your intestines are kind of small. So like a small amount of gum or a relatively smaller amount of gum can cause an intestinal blockage. And I bet if you did eat a lot of gum as an adult and swallowed a lot of it, like a couple packs worth, you would get an intestinal blockage. But that is a thing that can happen to a kid. And back in the day, you know, it's like, it's harder to, well, I guess they didn't have gum back in the day. I'm making rampant conclusions about nothing.
I don't know how back in the day you're going, but they've had gum for pretty far back. In the last century, there's been gum the whole time.
Yeah, so I'm sure there are cases where a kid swallows a lot of gum that their parents don't know about, so suddenly they just come down with this horrible pain in their gut, and they're like, I don't know what to do, and their guts just explode!
Better bleed them and put leeches on their eyes.
Yeah, well...
Not that far back. Wait, it's not. I don't think they had gum that far back.
Wasn't that just like 100 years ago that they did that kind of stuff?
I mean, like 200 years ago, there's that president I was just listening to. I think it was the last podcast talking about whatever president it was that he got shot. But he survived. He got shot in the back. And for like a month, their doctor was like, we got to find the bullet. And this is literally like 4 or 5 years after germ theory got proposed. Ugh. As like, hey, there might be bacteria. But these doctors were like old school doctors. So they didn't believe in this new age idea of bacteria or germs. So they thought it was just the bullet that was causing the president to decline in health. So for 2 months, this doctor was fishing around in the president's bullet wound with his grubby, dirty hands, being like, we gotta find this bullet. It's killing this guy. So like just the amount of pus that they had to clear out from his wound. And they were like, this bullet, it's really pussing this guy up. So
guy's like eating chicken, like licking his fingers, dipping them back in.
I mean, legitimately, yeah, that was the case. So but that was 200 years ago. I don't know if they had chewing gum at that time.
Not sure. When was chewing gum invented?
While you're looking at that, isn't hair a similar thing, though? Like, people, like chew on their hair, swallow hair. Can't hair cause the same kind of blockage as gum? Because I remember my cousin used to chew on her hair, and she would, like, eat parts of her hair. And they said the same thing. It was like, if you swallow your hair...
Oh, boy.
I mean, I don't think that's as prevalent of an issue, but, you know, if you look at your shower drain, I'm sure that, you know, your intestines aren't too much different than, like, pipes.
Yeah, I've never digested my shower drain.
No, not the conclusion.
This sounds... just delicious, guys.
Yeah.
In the late 1840s, John Curtis developed the first commercial chewing gum by boiling spruce tree resin down into a thick, chewy, disgusting tree goop and then cutting it into strips and coating it in cornstarch. Yuck.
I mean, isn't that just how gum is made?
No, well, I'm not going to say that I'm an expert on gum, but I don't think that's spruce tree resin anymore. I think it's probably something else.
Yeah, it's probably like a nice maple.
Wait, no. What is gum? Point for your research, but hang on. What is gum made out of? Isn't it still like...
Chewing gum is composed of gum base. Wait, well, what is gum base?
Yeah, what is gum base? I think gum base is from, like, tree sap. Oh, God. Oh, whoa. Conspiracy. The actual composition of gum base is a trade secret. The FDA allows 46 different chemicals under the umbrella of gum base.
Ooh.
What?
Well, I don't like this.
Whoa.
There are the synthetic ingredients allowed in gum base are butadiene styrene rubber, isobutylene isoprene copolymer, which is butyl rubber.
What?
Paraffin wax.
Uh-huh.
Petroleum wax.
Uh-huh.
Synthetic petroleum wax.
Whoa.
Polyethylene, polyisobutylene, and polyvinyl acetate, which is another type of plastic.
Is petroleum wax like a gasoline candle?
It's what's that stuff?
Like Vaseline.
Petroleum jelly. Yeah, Vaseline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what goes on your butt when it's sore.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead. You guys talk.
When does your butt get sore And how do you put that on there?
Well, that was very tiny. It's not a recent thing, I promise.
Yeah.
Just last week, Mommy helped me with my sore sore and get me some Vaseline.
Okay, man.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I don't either.
Anyway, Bob, point for tangent. Wow, yeah. Getting back to the topic at hand, though, outside of chewing gum, were there other lies that your parents or you were told as a child? Because I remember a tangentially similar one where if you drank Mountain Dew, it would kill your sperm count, which is something I was told as a teenager. And I think that just spread through high school. But I think that's an equivalent thing. And I don't know why I was so worried about my sperm count as a teenager, but it really freaked me out in the same way. Same with Surge. Like, I think Surge, like, you would get a heart attack if you drank Surge, which might be true because there was a lot of caffeine in Surge.
I had a combination one. It was the Mountain Dew sperm count. Uh-huh. And then if you don't use a condom, you'll get her pregnant. But listen, if you do both of those things, you're fine. Just chug a Mountain Dew and then go on a sex spree. I'm kidding. Don't do it.
Are you? How many times did you go on a Mountain Dew infused sex rage?
Zero
times. All right, well, you go on those. I'll give you a point for every Mountain Dew-infused sex rage that you go on.
Oh, I went on a lot. Let me count them up.
No. You
I'm going on
back
one right now. Hang on. I got Mountain Dew.
Oh, God.
It's party night.
Okay. I'll give you a point for the prospective infused sex rage that you're about to
Thank
go
you.
On, but and then one for every subsequent one. But anyway, lies. Get back to the lies.
I'm trying to think, and I'm not sure if I just didn't listen to my parents.
I know one that we all have missed, like some big ones.
Or if my parents were just really direct.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a pretty direct person. When I speak pretty plainly, and I feel like I got that from my parents.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of our interactions, which I will say, I don't know exactly when it was. I think it was sometime in high school when my parents realized they should stop putting so much effort in with me and just let it happen, because I really just contravened all their efforts at every opportunity.
Yeah.
But like, we would have interactions where they're like, you don't need caffeine. Don't have caffeine right now. And I'd be like, what? Why? I want a Mountain Dew. I have too many sperm. And they wouldn't like come up with anything. They would just be like, no, you can't. I said you can't. So you can't. And that would just be the end of it.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure. There were no like big lies I'm remembering, like you're talking about, where it's like the coffee thing or, but like, I know I'm aware of those, but they're all from like the zeitgeist or something. Like there's something I became aware of because I heard of them and they may have impacted me, but not directly from my parents, which is weird, I guess.
What about like Santa Claus existing and the Easter Bunny and all that stuff? Did your parents like, those are lies?
Oh yeah. That all qualifies as lies. Yeah. Good point. Good point. Wait, whoa. Bob, you okay?
Oh no.
What do you mean?
What have I done?
What do you mean? Santa Claus doesn't live at the North Pole? Is that the lie?
Well, there might be someone up there named that, but it's not the one that delivers presents in your chimney.
Well, who's the one who delivers presents? Because that's the guy I like.
I think it might be your parents.
This is a related side tangent, but when I remember when I first became skeptical of Santa existing, and I was like, I know my mom is doing this. I know she's the one putting presents under the trees, and I'm going to prove it. And I made my mom, like my brother and I conspired to make my mom stay like in our room with us. So she like slept in our room, and we went out there. We were like, there's no presents under the trees. And my mom came in, slept in our room. And at this point, my mom and dad like split up and everything. So like there was no other adult in the house. And so we laid there, like tried to stay awake as late as we could. And then like we thought we heard something, and we got really quiet and listened. And we were like, okay, let's go check. And we ran out, and there all of a sudden were presents and stuff everywhere. Everywhere. They were all under the tree, like and stuff like they were supposed
everywhere.
To be. And we were like, oh my God, Santa, he was really here. It turns out my mom had just told my older brother and sister, who already knew, to go ahead and do it for her so that we could keep the dream alive. But we totally bought
That's
it. For, like, another couple, like for a couple of years, we were like, you know what? Nope, Santa's real. We proved it. We thought for sure we'd proved it.
I feel like such a douchebag right now. I'm having like an internal debate about whether I just think I'm smarter than I actually am, or whether I was this kid that I'm imagining in my head.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I never believed in Santa, and I feel like my brother didn't either.
Yeah.
We never had that moment of like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, Sean and I, my brother Sean, younger brother, we used to like stay up late, you know, do the traditional thing. Mm-hmm. We both just knew. Like, and there was one year when like I was in high school and Sean was like almost in middle school, I think. We're getting older. And like before Christmas, at some point, my dad was like, we're not doing Santa this year. And both Sean and I were like, ah, that's fair. It's been going on a long time. Like, no one ever said anything. My parents never explained it. Sean and I never had like a discussion about it. We would just stay up Christmas, and Christmas morning you do that thing where like, oh, Santa got me an N64. Oh, that guy. And we were like, look at each other. That's such a weird construct, and it makes me feel like such a douchebag, right? Because like I wasn't like that smart. I don't know why. I was just always skeptical, or I don't know. I maybe it was given away when I was really young and I don't remember, but like, I don't know. It was a weird thing in our house because everyone in the house knew that no one in the house believed for a second that that was actually happening. But my parents would do the whole rigmarole, and Sean and I would always be like, oh, Santa came and he ate the cookies. Yeah, he drank like half the glass of milk. Unbelievable. Let's open these presents.
I'm going to give you a point for that because I feel like I was the same way with me and my brother, but in a weirdly tangential way where we thought our parents believed in Santa, so we believed in Santa for their sake.
Wait, where do you think the presents came from?
Like, 10-year-old Mark is like opening the Santa present like, oh, nice, Dad. Nice. You remember? And your dad is like, what did Santa get you? And you're like very condescending like, oh, Dad, how did he even know that I wanted this? I had talked to you about this, but I didn't even write him this year. Wow, Dad, he's magical. And in your head, you're just like, what the fuck is wrong with these parents, man? God damn.
Yeah, no. Oh, good. And you know, that reminds me of things. My dad would, I don't know why, but the things that my dad said to me that were true, I did not believe. Like, my dad said, don't stare at the sun. It'll make you go blind. And I said to myself, bullshit. Like, there's no way. So I stared at the sun a lot as a kid. I'm pretty sure it's caused damage up until this point. But it was one of those things where it's like, you know, he tells me a very legitimate thing that's definitely true. Like, don't stare at the sun, you'll go blind. But if he tells me, don't drink coffee, it'll stunt your growth. That puts a fear in me. But no, I was out in the backyard for minutes on end just looking up at that sun, just being like, I'm going to see how long. It's literally a Brian Regan joke.
Yeah, what's your record for the sun stare?
The sun stare.
One. 2, 3, 4,
30
five.
Seconds plus, I would stare at it for way too long. Like, kids, adults, any humans listening to this, do not stare at the sun. It is so horrible for your eyes.
Go for it.
Unless you like to find things out for yourself, in which case, be careful.
Spot, you stupid little dog. You go ahead and go out there and stare all you want. He said humans only.
I feel like Chica does stare at the sun because she really does like lights. She likes lights on the walls. So what's the biggest light in the biggest wall is the sun in the sky. And I feel like she just stares at the sun. Like, no, she's outside sometimes and she's just like squinting upwards. And I'm like, what are you doing, Chica? Like, she looks over at me like, oh, nothing. I'm not doing nothing.
Hanging out with Sun Dad. I'm so glad you came back.
Yeah.
Weird little, I guess maybe like a meta question, but with the Santa Claus talk and stuff, how many people that are not supposed to be listed to this because they're too young just had Santa spoiled by us?
Thousands.
Oh, grow up.
God.
Grow up. Come on.
Wait, do we need to put a disclaimer on this or something?
I don't know.
It's like a seizure warning.
It's called lies parents tell their kids, so I feel like most parents with their kids may not want to listen to it together.
You know that we've all had that experience at a convention or whatever where some adult, we're doing a meet and greet or something, and some adult walks up and you're like, ah, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, thanks for, nice to meet you. And then from behind the adult walks out like a little four-year-old, and the adult is like, yeah, I don't know who you are. My daughter watches you. And you're like, ah. Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Don't. What, don't you check? Don't you know what we do? So you know there's some kids out there who just absolutely had their entire lives ruined, Mark, thanks to you.
Yeah, pretty much.
I found out from my cousin that, I guess, Is it your second cousin? What, like, what's your cousin's kids to you? I don't know. Whatever that relationship, second cousin or
nieces and
grand great niece nephew,
nuzzins and suzzins.
No, that's a cousin twice removed. I think.
Oh, okay.
Because the removed is generational.
My ex cousin, I don't know, whatever they are, little things. Apparently, they came across some of our content and they were like, "Yeah, they I saw you on the internet and you were with some people." I was like, "You haven't listened to the podcast though, right?" And they're like, "No." I was like, "Don't, not with them. You can do it by yourself, but don't let the little ones listen, please." But it's always terrifying when someone like under the age of 30 listens to our stuff.
30?
40? Is that too young? 30 too young?
Under 30, under 40. Wait, how? Wait,
what?
Our content is not meant for normal mortal ears.
Wait, I have a serious question for you.
Yeah.
At what age does a person become an adult in your mind?
Oh, 55.
Well, really? I guess that explains a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, you get a solid 10 years before retirement, and you get a discount on your breakfast when you become an adult.
Hmm.
Are you an adult right now?
No.
Okay. Well, that answers a lot of things.
That's why I had to have help with the Vaseline on my bum bum.
Man, every time you mention Vaseline on your bum bum from here on out, I'm going to deduct a point because I just don't want to hear it anymore.
Good.
I'm not going to do it now, but in the future, just so you know, you're on thin ice.
Great. So was my bum bum, but now it's been a lot better.
That's a point. That's a point. That's a point. That's a point. God, that's a point.
This episode is brought to you by Coca-Cola. New Coca-Cola Spiced. It's not spicy, but it does have unexpected, extraordinary tastes. For some people, it's like...
like falling on a meteor, fighting a bear just to land safely on the ocean on your own private island with a new best friend.
It's like when you're in that hotel in Las Vegas and the gondola singer is rowing you around the canals, and for that beautiful moment you forget you're not actually in Venice.
It's like running into a hurricane, but then you find yourself in the eye of the storm and you're actually in like a really pretty field, and like the wind is lightly blowing and there's like leaves and the smell of fall.
Or it's like... but you know, I had something and it wasn't that, and you really threw me off my groove.
It's like hearing your friend come up with his own idea, but then realizing that your idea is so much better, you have to say it right now.
Coca-Cola Spiced. It's bursting with refreshing notes from raspberry and spice flavors. It's an uplifting taste experience unlike any other. Try all new Coca-Cola Spiced and Coca-Cola Spice Zero Sugar today and find out. Copyright 2024, The Coca-Cola Company.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Guys, I found another subscription. It's not even one. They keep coming.
What? That's crazy.
But that's okay, because I could use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money can help you have full control over subscriptions, have a clear view of your expenses.
If there's anything in there that says, like, hey, please cancel this for me, don't press it.
I'm going to go press all of those buttons. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/distractable. That's rocketmoney.com/distractable. rocketmoney.com/distractable. You should get that, Mark. It's probably important.
Oh, no way.
I know how to earn another point. I thought of more lies, Mark. I got more lies.
Okay, good. It's lies and sex rampages. That's what
I've got. Lies, please.
Okay, good.
Oh, I could go on a sex rampage. How many points is for me,
dude? It's a point for every sex rampage you go.
Do you
on.
Want to do a double date rampage?
Double date rampage. Yeah, man, that sounds like what I'm here for.
Like a couple's massage, but it's like a double couple's sex rampage.
I believe they just call that an orgy, man.
What if that was the way that you posed it, though?
Yeah.
You're going out on like a Tinder date or something. You've met someone and you get to the coffee shop and you're sort of chatting for a minute. And then you sort of have that pause where it's like, hey, things are going well. Maybe I'm going to ask them out on a real, like a big full date, big boy date. And you just look up and you're like, would you maybe want to go on a sex rampage with me?
It's okay. My friend and his wife will be there too.
Also, I hate that I had to look up this question, but I had to look up what the minimum number of people in an orgy is.
What's the answer?
Four?
I think it's four because you have the three. No. You have a threesome and then there's a foursome, but an orgy is five or more.
Oh.
According to this person on Quora.
Do they have to interact with each other to be an orgy? Or can you have like three couples in a room just like separated, but it still counts as an orgy because they're in the same room?
Does it have to be sex to be an orgy?
Yeah.
I would assume something sexual.
Does oral count as an orgy? An orgy?
I think anything.
Okay.
Sexual counts as orgy.
Because I may have been in an orgy once then.
Oh. Interesting.
Mm.
Did your parents tell you not
go
to?
Go on.
No. I'm pretty sure if I had asked my dad what an orgy was and if I should participate if invited, he would have been like, wear a condom, I guess. Be safe, buddy.
Drink Mountain Dew and wear a condom, I guess.
Dad, I got invited to an orgy. What is that? And should I go?
Don't eat carrots this week because I don't want you to see what you're doing.
I'm going to need you to drink one of these right before you go and try and drink at least a couple. When is it? This weekend? Drink at least a couple this week, okay? Like, why, Dad? Keep your energy up, you know? No reason. But no, so the scene I'm remembering is in high school.
Uh-huh.
I was in band my senior year and I was dating a girl and we were sort of like a group of guy friends and a group of girlfriends and we were all sort of dating each other. You know, that sort of happens in high school. So we were all like just a big group of friends hanging out all the time.
Uh-huh.
It was after pep band. My girlfriend had a huge full-size van, like a GMC 3500 van, like a bed in the back. Mm. And I don't know what precipitated this, but three couples, so six of us, ended up all in this van. We each had like our own row. And we were all just like, it was all very high school, you know, pretty innocent stuff. Basically like a group makeout session. And there was no intercouple making out. But does that count? Because if I could say I have been in an orgy, that's a hell of a icebreaker.
Well, I don't think that counts because if making out, I don't think qualifies.
But that's like sexual. It's intimate.
Intimacy is not what orgies are. Well, no, I can't say that. I've never been in the proximity
what
of an
orgy. What base do you have to be on to count as an orgy? Does first base not count?
I mean, what about second base? I feel like first base.
Everyone's been in a makeout pile before. That does not an orgy make.
Okay, how many makeout piles have you been in, Mark?
I've never been in a makeout pile.
Oh, cool. Well, no, I guess we all know who's the Fonz in this group. I'm assuming Wade's never been in a makeout pile.
Well, it's not a pile, but we had three or four couples making out in the same room, but it was like, you know, a good old 18 by 12 room, so there was lots of space between. Yeah. Does that count?
I don't think that any of this can count because, okay, well, actually, maybe. Okay, so if two people are having sex, but there's like a ring of 10 people as observers in this, like in the olden days when you had to consummate a marriage, but there had to be witnesses around the bed watching, you know what I mean? Like, does that constitute as an orgy?
What? Excuse me?
That's a lie my parents told. When you have sex the first time, we have to witness it.
At my wedding, at the end of the reception, I was like, all right, we're going back to the hotel. We're going to consummate it. And all my creepy uncles were like, yeah. And my dad was like, you know, son, historically, it's actually not a legal marriage unless you have someone witness the consummation. And my mom was like, no, Dave, don't do that. But dad was like, so can I watch?
Like a sporting event. They're like drinking beer like, he's in. Woo!
I was like, I don't want to disrespect history, so... Is that really a thing, Mark? Where did you get that from? Where did you draw that from?
I don't know. There's that scene in Game of Thrones where, like... It wasn't Game of Thrones when they go to... No, it was the Tudors. No, it was more historically accurate. It was, like, the Tudors, which is a show about, like, Henry the 42nd or whatever it is. And the one lady went down to be married to this old king or whatever, and then they did the thing and there was like a whole ring of people. I don't know. Look, mm-hmm, I'm not a historian. I'm not a historical orgy historian.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just the judge. I judge you guys' story. This isn't about me.
I just imagine them holding hands, like swaying and like singing a song to them as they're like trying to get it on.
A Gregorian chant of "Let's get it on" starts in the background.
God, that reminds me of my favorite scene from. Did you guys watch Rome?
No.
Like, it was the HBO show Rome. It only had like two seasons, but in the second season, there was a scene where the second main guy had sex with Cleopatra, but there were three women in the background just going.
What, the whole watching?
Time, like, I am not exaggerating. They were singing this weird chant thing, but they were going, like, while the guys got Cleopatra up against a wall. And it's just like, I remember watching this, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? HBO just really wants to have sex in every scene, or this is actually what happened in ancient days. And I'm like, this is so fucking weird.
Makes sense.
But that's
to
like
me.
Burned into my brain, yeah.
That's,
yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, we didn't answer if that counts or not.
We all or none of us maybe had orgies.
No,
Mark didn't.
I did not.
Maybe Wade and I did though.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Big maybe.
Yeah. I think that either five or six seems to be the internet's. Wait, four is two swinging couples. Five is two swinging couples and a looky-loo. Six is an orgy.
Well, next time we all get together, we can rectify this and make sure that we've had an orgy if you guys want.
Not putting any Vaseline on your bum.
Does he lose a point? Because he brought it up that time.
All right, Bob, I hate to do this, but you mentioned Vaseline on a bum. I got to deduct a point.
I know. Well, I'm not going to let Wade lose all the points for once.
Hey, my man.
All right, bringing it back to lies our parents told us, which is the topic of conversation today.
I brought up another one indirectly on accident, and that was the whole, like, carrots. Eating carrots will, like, make you supervision or something, or fix your vision.
Oh, right.
That's a thing.
That's a good one, yeah.
Not in, like, a comedic TV show way, but in, like, a totally serious... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it was in World War One or World War Two. Mm-hmm. British pilots ate just, like, as many carrots as they could get in there, and it actually did help with their vision, made them better pilots.
Well, that's a real thing? It's not
a
lie?
Fact?
It's a real thing. Huh.
Well, they're good for your eyes. That's the thing about all these things.
Yeah.
That most lies are based in some kind of truth. Same with fairy tales. Like, a lot of the fairy tales are actually, like, lies parents told children about monsters in the woods, because it's not so much that there's a monster in the wood, but there are wolves and there are bears in the woods, and you don't really want to go there because it's dangerous. So a lot of lies are based in a need of safety for your child, to put the fear in perspective. Because you can say, like, oh, there's a wolf in the woods. It doesn't really mean a lot. But if you say, there's a werewolf, which is a man-sized wolf that'll gobble you up in a single bite, like, that puts the perspective for a child, like, all together. It helps connect the dots, I think, anyway.
I get that.
What about swimming after eating? Because I still don't usually swim right after I eat. Is that a lie, or is that... I mean, I know obviously you're going to choke on it or something like that, but is that real?
That's a good point and a point for that, but because I literally ate and I have a pool and I was like, I'm going to go swimming, but I ate and I'm like, oh God, will I die? Like, I literally was hesitant to go in the pool after I ate because I was like, I think I might die if I go in the pool. And then I was like, yeah, fuck it. And I went in the pool and I was fine. But
yeah,
no.
Yeah, to this day, I still don't swim right after I eat. I wasn't told I would, like, drown. I was told, like, I'd get cramps or something. Like,
so some quick Googling has revealed to me, and I'm sure this is 100% accurate, swimming right after you've eaten isn't really dangerous. The concern was that digestion diverts some of your blood flow from your extremities to your stomach and digestive tract.
Uh-huh.
And that swimming and being active would somehow inhibit your digestion by making you active. Uh-huh. And could cause, like, muscle cramps. You could be weakened because your body's not doing the digestion and not doing the muscles. So it could cause you to, like, not swim good and potentially drown or be in danger. But, like, that's very non-threatening to me.
Point for the research. But so by that logic, if you get a boner while you're in the pool,
you're
dead.
Will
sink. You're dead.
You're dead.
You're fucking dead.
Or you could have a porgy.
A plorgy?
Yeah, pool orgy.
What?
Porgy.
Like, you're really dropping the L, completely ruining the word pool for no reason.
Oh, a poolgy. But then I'm losing the R in orgy.
A porgy.
Those are two very short words. Why can't it be pelorgy or plorgy?
An orjule.
I feel like porgy is a poor man's orgy, and I feel like anyone can have an orgy.
Poor man's orgy.
Orgies don't discriminate, man. Everybody's got ground.
Well, we had a solid foursome in place, but I really wanted an orgy, so I drew a face on a bucket and put it on a broom handle, and we tossed that in there.
Oh, my God.
Is it an orgy if it's four, like, sex dolls or something, like, four non-living things?
No, that's just sad.
An artiforgy.
An artiforgy.
Yeah, an artificial orgy, an artiforgy.
I believe the posh term is AO.
I feel like Artiforgia is like someone would get really offended if they walked by a window and looked in there. They see five bodies, but like, oh, an orgy. Wait a minute. And they double take. It's an Artiforgy. Those are sex dolls.
What's the other name who wrote Art of War? It'd be like that, but it'd be Art of Orgy. Art of Orgy.
Sun Tzu's Artiforgy.
His other lesser known
book. In his day, it was just wooden dolls.
Oh, no.
With holes filled with oiled canvas.
God. I'm going to look up something that I might regret. I'm looking up earliest sex doll.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Earliest dildo.
Oh, boy. The earliest sex doll was credited to Dutch sailors in the 17th century who used a doll made of cloth to relieve sexual tension during long sea voyages.
Oh, they shared?
The first Raggedy Ann doll.
Oh, man.
I mean, that just makes it seem like it's a body pillow, right? Because that's not too far off.
I guess, yeah, but that's like a crunchy, salty canvas filled with beans situation. Oh. Yeah, it's at sea, Wade. Why do you think it's crunchy?
Oh, I was thinking like the sloppy seconds and thirds. It was crunchy after the first use. Oh.
No, well, you dip her in the sea to clean her off.
That's not much better.
Just make sure there's no razor clams clinging on anywhere before you start.
I can't deduct points from both of you, but I deduct points from myself for looking this up in the first place, but there's even more history to it because later the Dutch sold some of these dolls to Japanese people during the Rangaku period, and the term Dutch wives is still sometimes used in Japan to refer to sex dolls.
Oh my god, you just know there's a small community, maybe it's not that small, of Japanese men who have found and married Dutch women and who have at some point in their life been talking to their grandparents and been like, yeah, so my Dutch wife is going to be coming when we visit. We'll both and the grandparent is just like, you're what?
I've got one of those too.
Oh god. I don't know if that's better or worse.
Oh man, guys, I'm diving deep into the history here. There's an interesting thing. German surrealist artist Hans Bellmer has been described as the father figure of the modern sex doll for his sex puppets in the 1930s, whose more realistic models moved sex dolls further into the future. A report that, as part of the Borgeild project, Nazi Germany made sex dolls for soldiers during World War II, but it has not been verified by a reliable source and is now considered to be a hoax. It is, however, said that the commercial sex doll has its origins in Germany, especially since the creation of the Bild Lily doll in the 1950s, which was, in turn, the inspiration for creating the Barbie doll.
Ooh.
So that took so many turns.
What a weird twisting tale. What the hell?
What a nice doll. You want to have sex with it? No. What if we make it for kids? All right.
Yeah, Mattel acquired the rights for Bild Lily in 1964, and production of the German doll ceased in favor of Mattel's new vinyl doll called the Barbie.
Imagine like a Build-A-Bear where you just go and build your own sex doll and you pick out what kind of stuffing.
So that's implying to you that the Bild Lily doll was some kind of sex doll?
That's what this is saying.
I think it was an inspired
this. If you Google the Bild Lily doll, it's described on the Wikipedia as a German fashion doll launched in August of 1955. Produced until 1964, it was designed based on the comic strip character Lily, created by Reinhard Bütheyn.
Oh, I see. There's a comma here, which I think is making this seem
there is a comma.
Punctuation matters.
That's an important comma.
Okay, it's separate. Yeah, it is an important comma because the thing I just read was, it is, however, said that the commercial sex doll has its origins in Germany, comma, especially since the creation of the Bild Lily doll in the 1950s. Those are separate things that comma is very important because it makes it seem like the Bild Lily doll is a sex doll, but it's not.
It still implies that whoever whoever wrote that, let's be honest, probably a dude based on the way it's phrased, looked at, and if you Google pictures, the Bill Lilly doll looks like a Barbie. Like, it looks like an old Barbie. Mm. If you told me that was just like a 1950s Barbie, I'd believe it.
Yeah, the dude
who wrote that looks at Barbies and is like, oh yeah, you just know she likes it dirty. How do I get a life-size Barbie? Like, what? That's a doll for kids.
Yeah.
That's not a sex toy at all. That's like saying, like, the dildo is thought to originate from early 20th century America because, as we all know, the American pastime, baseball, famous for its balls and baseball bats, which are essentially the same shape as a dildo, were the first recorded, like, what?
Wait,
it's not a sex thing.
Wait, stop the presses.
No.
Bill Lilly doll is based on a comic. I'm putting
an
image in. No, but look at the comic.
Oh, okay. Is it like a porn comic?
It's not.
Oh, man, she's naked.
Bill Lilly.
That's a com G.
Shut up and take your point for the callback. Shut up.
I mean, that's okay. That's kind of like a pinup sort of thing, I guess.
Lily was a German call girl.
Oh, shit.
So its origins are not necessarily that it's a sex doll, but it's a character that is based on a sex worker.
To describe the images we're looking at, viewers, there's, I guess, Lily like getting changed in like behind a curtain and a guy's hands with like a camera taking a photo from above. And then,
oh, I didn't see the hands holding the camera. Yeah, oh my god, that's terrible.
Yeah, then there's one of Lily like in a bikini.
It's called lingerie, Wade.
Then there's one of Lily dressed like a Playboy bunny drawing a donkey.
She's a Playboy donkey.
Yeah.
Just sign up. Playgirl. It's as simple as a donkey.
And then I guess the last one's Lily and lingerie.
They're all lingerie, Wade.
Yeah.
It's lingerie.
I like the guy's faces in all of these, too.
He's like,
they're definitely not the face of a man who's currently able to say words. All of these are, except for the guy where all you see is his hands sticking up over the thing that she's changing behind with the camera. His sound is something like.
All of these dudes look like they could have a hand on their crotch. There's only one hand shown in each of these.
That's true.
Yeah, no,
that's
you're right, 100%. Hands in a pocket in every single one of these, except for the hands of the camera guy.
Camera spy guy's the nicest of the four men. Who knew?
He's not doing anything sketchy.
Well, you don't know that there's not another guy giving him a reach around back
there.
That's
true.
There's actually two guys, one each has one hand on the camera, and then each of them has their own hand on their own.
They're having a cam-gy.
It's a peeping Tom orgy, a peep-orgy.
A peep orgy.
A peep orgy.
That doesn't sound good at all.
It's not.
I can't believe our parents told us all this stuff when we were young.
The lie our parents said was that Barbie dolls are wholesome. It's all bullshit.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, I'm gonna bring this one to a close, guys, because we have really gotten off track, which is about when these episodes need to end. They need to be taken out back and shot. So I'm taking this episode out back and I'm shooting it. All right. I actually did the points in a spreadsheet this time, so I'm gonna tabulate this. And bam.
It's like several points each. There's no way you need to tabulate this.
And I'm tabulating it. I did it in... No, that's not right. Hang on, wait a
minute.
You
gotta put an equal sign, and then sum, and then a parenthesis.
Oh, God, I know. How do I get the sum? What is the sum function?
Just type it. Just type equals
S-U-M,
open parenthesis.
You're right.
And then you can type, or you can click and drag, depending on how many cells you use.
It's been so long since I've used.
Uh-huh.
Hurry up, it's my Vaseline time.
And then if you want to just fill that in the bottom right corner of the one cell where you wrote the equation, if you just click the little square and drag it down, it'll... Okay.
All right. So summing the totals, Wade had more deductions, but did have more points. Wade wins 5-3.
Wow. I feel like you just stopped giving me points after the first like.
You
10
had
minutes.
To do some total to get 5-3.
Hey, I'm deducting a point for your sass there,
right.
But it still would put you up.
Oh, you know what? Deduct another one for my bum.
I'm not going to. The points are not close. Wade wins 4-3. And Bob, for the record, Wade did have more childhood lies, which definitely does reflect a childhood of more trauma.
Yeah, but I did all that research.
I gave you points for research. I did.
Scant points. I did a lot more research.
No, that was
that.
Predominantly your point source was for your research and your tangents. However... We did have more lies as a child.
Well, my parents told me that I'd be a success. That's definitely a lie. Oh, what else can I chuck in here?
No, my parents
told me I was handsome. We've all learned that's not true.
No, it's all true. You're handsome and you are a success.
And they tell me all the time they love me, but I have yet to receive that sweet inheritance. So I guess we'll find out.
Oh, yeah, and my mom told me if I didn't play basketball and talk to other kids, I'd be a nerd and a loser. And look at all the winner I've become.
Yeah, definitely. Well, too late. Points are now closed. Wade, congratulations. Would you like to make an acceptance speech at this moment?
Yes. Unbelievable. Accept it. When do we do speeches? That's not a thing we do.
Thank you, Mark, for this victory. Thank you, Bob, for losing. Thank you, all of you, who know that I deserve this. I hope your parents are as cruel to you as ours were to us. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. A terrible speech.
Santa's not real!
Okay, and with that, thank you, everybody at home. Thank you, Bob, for joining me. It was wonderful.
Welcome.
You can find Bob at my skirm on many places on the internet. Wade, you can find the winner on Minion777 on Twitch or LordMinion777 on YouTube. And as always, you can find us here at Distractable. Every Monday, we upload at a certain time in the morning.
A Distrorgy!
Every time you listen to Distractable, it is...
That seems like he should lose a point for that.
Nah, it's... Well, it's too late. The points are now closed. He is now the winner, therefore he is pretty much the judge from this point on. Enjoy your Distrorgy every morning on Mondays. Thank you for listening. Follow us on whatever podcast app you're listening to, and have a lovely day. We'll see you next week.
Podcast!
Podcast! Out!
There you go. You got there.